Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday afternoon, October 1st, 2024, and we have a great mix of environmental and energy headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline. Alsco Uniforms and Hawaii Unified bring solar power to Honolulu Mixed Laundry Plant. Alsco Uniforms and Hawaii Unified Industries have completed a rooftop solar installation at the Alsco Uniforms Honolulu plant, supporting sustainable energy usage. The solar system will help reduce Alsco Uniforms' environmental footprint while delivering linen and uniform laundry services to Oahu. The project began in 2022 with Hawaii Unified preparing the rooftop, and the system became fully operational in June 2024. This partnership aims to reduce pollution in Hawaii and provide clean electricity to the community, with the Honolulu plant projected to generate over 1 million kilowatt hours of solar power annually. Alsco Uniforms remains committed to sustainability, with ongoing solar projects in North America and Australia. Unlocking the potential of electrochemical nitrate reduction, a new catalyst approach. Scientists have discovered a new approach to boost the electrochemical reduction of nitrate to ammonia, offering a cleaner alternative to traditional synthesis methods. This breakthrough addresses nitrate pollution in water systems with implications for environmental sustainability. By improving ammonia production efficiency, the research benefits industries reliant on fertilizers and energy. The study, published in Environmental Science and Ecotechnology, showcases the effectiveness of in-situ evolved electrocatalysts like nickel and copper foam cathodes. Despite challenges from calcium and bicarbonate ions, the technology shows promise for scalable applications in water purification and green chemistry. Dr. Yang Lei emphasized the impact of this research, highlighting its potential to revolutionize both ammonia production and water treatment. From beetles to bottles, innovative yarn quenches thirst with fog. Scientists have developed a bio-inspired yarn capable of harvesting water from fog, offering a solution to water scarcity in arid regions. By imitating desert beetles and spider silk, this double-strand yarn accelerates droplet formation, addressing the global water crisis. Published in the Chinese Journal of Polymer Science, the yarn's alternating hydrophobic and hydrophilic properties enhance water collection efficiency. Professor Yong Zhao from Beihang University highlighted the yarn's biomimicry and its potential to improve water access in drought-prone areas. With funding from various sources, this innovation presents a scalable solution for sustainable water harvesting, paving the way for future advancements in atmospheric water collection systems. Could lithium prices be near the bottom of the cycle? This company believes so. A look at how LIFT power stacks up. Could lithium prices be near the bottom of the cycle? LIFT Power, a Vancouver-based mineral exploration company, is positioning itself to benefit from a potential rebound. With a portfolio of hard rock lithium assets, including the Yellowknife Lithium Project, LIFT is conducting initial drill tests and expects to release mineral resource estimates in the fourth quarter of 2024. Led by industry veterans, LIFT is committed to environmental, social, and governance efforts, collaborating with local indigenous groups and prioritizing hiring and procurement policies centered around them. As lithium prices exhibit a cyclical nature, LIFT believes they are closer to the bottom of this cycle than the top, making them a company to watch for patient investors with an eye on the future. World Green Economy Summit 2024 highlights the critical role of green finance in enhancing climate resilience and advancing sustainable development. The World Green Economy Summit 2024 highlights the critical role of green finance in enhancing climate resilience and advancing sustainable development. Global investments in climate projects rose to $1.3 trillion between 2021 and 2022, according to the Global Landscape of Climate Finance 2023 report. The UAE is leading global climate action by driving efforts to mobilize climate finance through various initiatives. The 10th edition of the World Green Economy Summit, taking place on 2 to 3 October 2024 at the Dubai World Trade Center, will focus on climate finance as a central theme. This summit aims to bridge the gap between developed and developing countries, support affected communities, and combat the impacts of climate change through financial mechanisms. Ron Gordon Watch Repair announces new post on Rolex's architectural expansion in NYC. Ron Gordon Watch Repair, New York's top-rated Rolex repair shop, has announced a new blog post focusing on Rolex's architectural expansion in NYC. The post highlights the upcoming 30-story Rolex Tower on Fifth Avenue, showcasing Rolex's commitment to innovation and elegance. Designed by Sir David Chipperfield, the building will replace the existing structure, featuring office areas, a state-of-the-art Rolex store, and brand experience spaces. The largest Rolex store in the world will occupy the first four floors, offering an unparalleled experience to visitors and watch enthusiasts. Ron Gordon Watch Repair, located near the new Rolex Tower, is dedicated to providing exceptional service for Rolex timepieces, ensuring they perform with precision and maintain their prestigious appearance.
Dr. Bowen, leading the digital transformation of climate mitigation solutions in U.S. metro cities. Dr. Bowen He has been appointed as a key figure in reshaping metro cities' climate mitigation solutions, advancing digitalization tools for more precise forecasting and policy adjustments. His innovative climate visualization tool integrates real-time data analytics and AI, attracting interest from consulting firms like McKinsey and BCG. Dr. He's work in Nashville has significantly impacted the city's climate mitigation plan, providing detailed analysis and projections on potential policy proposals. His tool, with over 100 mathematical models, simulates the effects of various policies on reducing greenhouse gas emissions, offering policymakers a comprehensive view of climate mitigation efforts. Dr. He's groundbreaking work sets the foundation for a nationwide transformation in urban climate policy, empowering citizens and policymakers to make informed decisions for a sustainable future. LeapCharger nears finalization of strategic consultant to guide expansion into North America. LeapCharger Corporation is finalizing the selection of a strategic consultant to support its expansion into North America. This move is a crucial step towards becoming a global leader in clean energy solutions. The consultant will assist in market entry, regulatory compliance, and scaling operations in the region. CEO Praveen Kumar Vijayakumar expressed excitement about this strategic partnership, emphasizing the company's commitment to sustainable energy adoption worldwide. Once engaged, the consultant will help develop a go-to-market strategy, identify key opportunities, and navigate the competitive landscape. LeapCharger plans to launch its first charging stations in key U.S. and Canadian cities by mid-2025, leveraging partnerships and innovative technology to lead the way in the EV charging infrastructure sector. DB Schenker collaborates with Microsoft Cloud Logistics on low-carbon intercontinental transportation and sustainable logistics. DB Schenker is collaborating with Microsoft Cloud Logistics to reduce the environmental footprint of their transportation practices. This includes using sustainable aviation fuel and sustainable marine fuel, building best-in-class logistics warehouses, and implementing alternative energy trucks. This partnership aims to reduce carbon emissions associated with logistics operations and support environmental sustainability goals. Microsoft Cloud Logistics is committed to leading the way in sustainable logistics, with efforts to reduce CO2 emissions and set industry standards. The collaboration will result in a reduction of at least 15,000 tons of CO2 emissions per year. DB Schenker and Microsoft Cloud Logistics are also implementing renewable energy solutions for land transport in Europe and North America, showcasing their dedication to innovative and sustainable logistics solutions.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.